with the book of Song of Solomon, I am. That's good just to start with. I am. He is the I am. Amen. And he said, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. That's all we're going to read. And I pray that God will bless and help us tonight as we think about that phrase, the lily of the valley. I'm going to preach on that subject. The Lord help me tonight. I thought about that rose of Sharon. I preach a message sometimes on the roses will bloom again. I remember coming in from revival one day, and I looked at the rose bushes that I come in, and it was budding out and beginning to, a rose about to come. I thought about, boy, roses are going to bloom again. Hallelujah. Then he said he's a lily of the valley, and he is a bright in the morning star. He's everything we need. And I'm glad that he is our sufficiency in all things. We never have to look somewhere else to find it. It's in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's bow our heads and pray. Then I'll try to bring you the message tonight. God, I pray you'd help us tonight. We realize the fact that you're God, and I am. And this morning, as we say, God is. And Father, we know that you are in my God. And I thank you that we know you personally. And ask in Jesus' name that you'd help us here tonight. Our Father, thank you for all the singing of the songs and surely sweet spirit. And we praise your name, give you glory. I thank you for all you've done for us throughout the day. But Lord, now I'm thinking about the valleys that come. And Lord, Jesus Christ is a lily of the valley. And I pray in Jesus' name you'd help us, God, to share these few thoughts. And I realize I can't do that myself. I'm helpless and insufficient and unworthy and unfit. But in Christ Jesus, Lord, I find that Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And so, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name you'd help us, God, take the Word of God and share some truths tonight. And I pray it helps somebody. Speak to somebody's heart, deal with somebody's life. Maybe somebody here unsaved, somebody that needs to come to know Jesus Christ. I pray the Holy Ghost bring conviction, draw them. And then, Lord, I pray for those that may be far off, straying, that you draw them. Help all of us be encouraged, strengthened, and find that we need tonight to help us. And we'll praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Noah was preaching and building an ark 120 years. He found his lily blooming in the ark. He got in that ark and safe. Amen. Aren't you glad? Moses on the backside of a desert, been 80 years. He'd been 40 years back there and 40 down in the. But he got out there and he found his lily in a burning bush. And I want to know, thank God, I want you to know, and I want to know, there is a lily in the valley. There is, amen. You have mountain peaks, but you also have valleys to go through. And times of the valleys that we all pass through at times. But I'm glad he's a lily of the valley. He's the one that can help us in that time that we need to help. And I got to thinking about that and just wanted to share a few thoughts with you tonight and pray God use it and speak to our hearts, challenge our lives. Somebody prayed tonight or said it somewhere that what God's given us today, that we not just let it go and go on out in our life this week and not do what God wants us to do, but be a witness, a testimony of the saving grace of God, and that God may use it to speak to other hearts and bring others to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. As we think about the valleys tonight, a lot of things can be said about them, but let me give you four or five right quickly tonight and talk about the valley of discouragement. Do you ever get discouraged? I'm sure you do. I do too. We all do. We always pass through that from time to time, passing through a valley of discouragement. And I realize that fact, but I'm glad he's a lily of that valley of discouragement. I was looking at something, and just I've been there all the time, but I just happened to notice this. Look over with me in 1 Kings, please, chapter 19. 1 Kings, chapter number 19, if you would. Here, of course, is a story of Elijah. He's been on the mount. He's been on Mount Carmel. He's had victory. I mean, fire fell. The prophets of Baal were slain, and he was having a great victory. But He come off the mount, and Jezebel got after him. He got discouraged. And we have to watch. God will bless us, and we'll be on the mountain, and we're not careful, we're heading in the valley. And some reason, somehow we get there, but regardless of that, what caught my attention was chapter 19. As Elijah went out there, I want you to notice what he said in verse number 4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. Now he's running from, Paul's here to say, he's running from Jezebel. And so as he runs, he gets out there, gets in the wilderness, and he came and he sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. Now you're talking about getting to the bottom of the barrel, and talking about the getting to the bottom of the valley, and talking about hitting rock bottom. He hit rock bottom. And here's what caught my attention about this. He wasn't praying to God to help him. Praying God to send the power. He wasn't asking God to bless in some certain way and do that. He said, just let me die. He wasn't taking the word of God, finding any help. He wasn't begging God to move him on and do greater things. He just simply said, God, let me die. Now, that's the bottom. Amen. Now, that's all he said. He just requested God that he might die. But notice, and he said, it is enough. Now, Lord, take away my life, for I'm not better than my father's. And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. I say, hallelujah. What got me was, we're in the valleys, and many times we don't know what to do or which way to turn, or we may be begging God for something. And here Elijah was, and he got so low, he just said, I'm going to die. But God came by. God came by. I want you to know, thank God he doesn't forget his children. He'll come by. Amen. He came by, and the angel touched him, said, rise and eat. He looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on coals and a cruse of water at his head. Now remember, he's out there in the wilderness by himself. He's sitting on a juniper tree. He's saying, Lord, let me die. I don't even want to live. But God come by and sends an angel and bakes a cake, puts a cruse of water there, and says, rise up and eat. He didn't say, you sorry thing, what you doing laying on this juniper tree? He didn't say, what you doing down here discouraged? What you doing down here like it? You just won a victory on Mount Carmel. God just blessed you mightily. What are you doing laying? No, the angel of the Lord came by. That loving touch of God came by and said, rise and eat. I say, hallelujah, aren't you glad? Thank God he helps us when we don't deserve it. He comes by when we're not even looking for him to come by. God does it, and I say hallelujah and praise his name. Notice what he said. Verse number 7, angel of the Lord came again. The second time he laid back down, went to sleep again. And then God came by, sent an angel by second time and said, arise and eat because the journey's too great for thee. He rose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the Mount of God. I say hallelujah. I'm glad in the valley of discouragement, God will come by and God will help you and God will feed you and God will give you that you need. God came by this morning, hallelujah. I'm glad God comes by, and my heart, my life, he's coming by tonight. I pray he is in yours. I'm just glad to be in the house of God. I'm just glad God let me get back. I'm like the psalmist said, I was glad he said to me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Amen. I remember Jeremiah over there in Jeremiah 29, I believe it is. He said one time, I'll not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But said his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up as fire in my bones, and I could not stay. I say, hallelujah. That's good to know, isn't it? Amen. God does what he does the way he does it. And Paul, he got discouraged. And 2 Corinthians 1:8, he said, brethren, I'm not happy to be ignorant. The trouble came to us in Asia. We pressed without measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired. Now notice what Paul said. We despaired even of life. We despaired even of life itself. Isn't that something? Paul, the great apostle Paul, the great preacher, he said, I got so low, I got so down, I got so discouraged, I just said, I despaired of life itself. But I want you to notice his answer. I'm looking with me in 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. You say, preacher, I don't need that tonight. You'll need it for long. You'll need it soon if you don't need it now. And verse number 16. At my first answer, no man stood by me with me, but all men forsook me, and I pray God be not laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Boy, I like the way Paul put that. The Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me. And he went on and said, he did deliver me. He shall yet deliver me from the ever evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom he be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now say amen, hallelujah, and praise God. I'm glad for the reality of that. Amen. The valley of discouragement. I say to you tonight, somebody sitting here, somebody in this house, in that valley of discouragement, that God is able to help us in that valley. This morning there were some testimonies given, and folk have been through this and that and the other, and God came by, and he may not have given them a cruise of water and something neat, but baked a cake, but he gave you something to help you. And I say, hallelujah. I praise God for that. In that valley, you'll find there's a lily. I'm glad, hallelujah. And you look in the valley, and when you find the lily bloom, and I say, glory to God, in the sweet, to be somewhere and be discouraged, be down, be out. But God just come by, and as it were, give you that touch, give you that word, whatever it is. Somebody slipped a note under my door this morning. I said I had no idea. It kind of sounded like somebody I know, but I'm not sure. But it's just a note of encouragement, and I praise God for that. They didn't sign it, and I'm reminded of that one that Brother Spurgeon told about. But this is a good note, and I like his kind. It was a good note and had a good word on it and a good word of encouragement. But Brother Spurgeon, he'd gotten notes about people that criticizing him, talking about him bad, and wouldn't sign it. Then one night somebody handed him a note and he said, fool. He said, got in the pulpit and he said this. He said, I've got letters not signed before, but this is the first one ever got that was signed and forgot to write the letter. Amen. I say glory to God, amen. And I'm glad for good notes. I'm glad for those words of encouragement, how we need them at times. And God knows exactly how to do what he does when he does it. And I praise him and thank him for it. But then the valley of danger. You say there's no danger. I think we're more danger than we think we are. And many ways you can apply that in many things. But Daniel was headed for the den of lions. But I want you to know, when he got there and they let him down, lions wasn't hungry anymore. Amen. Something happened to the appetite, and something happened to their nature to kill and nature to attack. And God just sent his angel down there and said, boys, calm down. Visitors coming. I don't know what he said, how he did it. But I believe all my heart, Daniel, that night, I looked around those lines, and I'm not saying he didn't have some fear in his heart. I don't know where he did or didn't. But I believe one thing, he has faith in God, that if those lions killed him, he's still going to trust in God. Amen. If they ate him, he's still going to trust in God. Got down there, and after a while, found out that God took care of it, and he believed he would anyhow, I believe. And laid his head down on one. You say, preacher, where that found? That's not found in the Bible. That's Stuart Rollage, you right there. But laid his head down on one, put his feet across another, and said, I believe I go to sleep. And next morning, King come out to that word to death and said, oh, Daniel, is your God able? I'm glad I got a God able to help me through the dangerous times. Amen. And Joseph, he was in dangerous times. Joseph went to the pit. He went to Potiphar's house. He went to prison and then made prime minister. And I say, hallelujah. Amen. I'm sure he's in danger in the pit. He's in danger in prison. But thank God he made prime minister of Egypt. And God used him mightily to help a people of God. Amen. Aren't you glad God helps you in times of danger? You remember the Apostle Peter's in prison one night? And they're getting ready to kill him next morning. And the church is out there praying for him. And he's in their sleep. I think that's a good message in that. He's asleep. He's not laying there thinking, well, they're going to kill me in the morning. I better pray all night. I better get things right. No, he's just laying there. He knew he's in the will of God, just laid there. And the angel of the Lord came by that night and got him out. And doors opened to their own accord, chains fell off, and the guard laid there asleep, couldn't even wake up. And people brought Peter out, brought him out the gate, and you know the rest of the story. And I say, hallelujah. Aren't you glad we got a God able to help us in time of danger and can watch over us and care for us and help us? And I say, hallelujah. I'm glad that he does, and he does what he does the way he does it. In Acts chapter 27, Acts chapter number 27, I want you, you don't have to turn there, but in verse number 23, here's the apostle Paul. He's on a ship, and they're in a mess, and they hadn't seen daylight for many days. And it looks like, and the ship did fall apart, and they did go on an island. That did happen, but the crew was all tore up, and they hadn't eaten anything, and they hadn't got any strength, and they're getting ready now. But Paul makes this statement. He said, for when he came out of there, for there stood by, he's telling them, be of good cheer and take something to eat now. He said, for there stood by me this night the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve. I say glory, hallelujah. He was laying in that ship, got by himself, and said, you be of good. Can you imagine being out there in the dark and waves are rolling, the winds are blowing, and the ships are sinking, and it looks like everybody's going to die? Here comes a man out from being with God and said, be of good cheer. I stood by me this night, the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve. I say glory, hallelujah. I'm glad I know the same God Paul knew. I'm glad, amen, the angel of the Lord come by and help us and say, be of good cheer. I got a word from God. Amen. I got a word from God and said, it's all right. Hallelujah for Jesus. Amen. I'm glad our God's able, Brother Tim, to help us when we don't know how to be helped. I'm glad God come by in the darkness of the night, and when it's black and bleak, and the ship, the storms are raging, the ships are sinking, God come by and said, Lord, be of good cheer. And Paul went out there, had those men eating, and had them, they gave thanks, and they break bread, and they ate, got ready to get on the island they was going to, and I say, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad our God's able to help us through times of danger, amen. But let me say the time of death. I'm glad that valley of death, you see, he's a lily in the valley of discouragement. He's a lily in the valley of death, and he's a lily in the valley of danger, but death itself comes. He's a lily of it. Now, I don't know what it is to die because I never have died. I can't tell you exactly what I've been around people that did die. I remember being for Juanita's aunt up in Virginia, and she was dying, and I was talking to her, and she loved God, and she just had a touch of God on her, and she knew that she was dying, and she's talking about going to heaven, and talking about heaven. She and I just talked about it like you and I would talk about going to Walmart, and talked about heaven. That time of death, I'm glad when it comes that time. Psalms 23 and 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. I say hallelujah. God said, I'll be with you. And tonight in this house, we don't know but what somebody before we meet again like this. Death may come to somebody as we call death. But I'm glad for the child of God. It's just good night here and good morning over there. I am passing from out of this song land of sorrow to a land of glory. I say hallelujah. I'm glad that it's real. Amen. Time of death. Stephen was being stoned to death. As he was dying, he looked up and said, I see Jesus standing. I say hallelujah. I remember being Gail's sister back there and Hazel. And y'all remember Hazel? But their sister was dying. And Gail and I sitting in the room. And her sister got talking about and saying, I hear singing. And Gail and I, we both stopped. And we started listening and see if we could hear singing. Neither one of us could hear singing. I certainly wasn't singing. And Gail wasn't singing. And nobody could hear singing, but her sister kept saying, I hear him singing. Hallelujah. You know what was happening? God getting ready to take her on over across and giving her that lily. She saw her lily in the valley. She heard hers, amen. And God was there and helped her. That thief on the cross, you remember hanging there between two thieves, and one of them, they both railed on Jesus at first, but then one of them began to see something, and God began to deal with him, began to realize that Jesus was beyond man. And he'd heard Jesus say, Father, forgive me, no matter what they do. He'd been hanging there with him, and he looked over at him. Here's a thief dying on his way to hell. Here's one that had no hope. And he looked over at Jesus and said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. I say glory, hallelujah. As he's hanging on the cross and dying in death, he found his lily in the Lord Jesus Christ and said, it's all right. And that thief, did you know he wasn't a thief anymore? He was hung up our thief. May have hung up our murder, may have hung up all kinds of things. But at that moment in time when Jesus said, this day shall I be in paradise, it was all wiped away. It was all taken away. And thank God, God didn't remember it anymore. He went to sleep and woke up in paradise with Jesus. I'm glad he's a lily in the valley of death. He's a lily in the valley of decision. Multitudes, Joel chapter 3, verse number 14. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. I'm saying to you tonight, there's multitudes in the valley of decision. We make choices about our lives. We make choices about whether we're going to accept Christ or deny Christ. We make choices whether we're going to live for God or not live for God. I mean, following his will, doing what he wants us to do, putting our all into it, giving God everything we've got, letting him have his way, or we hold back. We always make choices. But in the valley of decision, I'm glad. Moses one time, I read over in Hebrews 11, verse 24 beginning, Moses said, when Moses was come to years, by faith Moses, when he's come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. For he had respect unto the, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith Moses, he chose. It wasn't the fact that he had to, made and had no choice in it. By faith, Moses, he chose not to be called Pharaoh's daughter. He was probably in line to be the next Pharaoh, probably could have been the one to rule Egypt, probably had all the prestige, all the riches, all that went with that. But he said, I believe I'll just identify with God's people. You know what? I'm glad I identify this crowd myself. I believe I'll just identify with God's people and just enjoy the blessings of God. And let God help us along the way in the valleys and see the lily blooming in the valley. I'm glad he does. I'm glad he does. He that believeth on him hath everlasting life. He believeth not shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. May God help us tonight. And I pray you'll make the right choice and do what God wants you to do tonight. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege that we have to think about the lily of the valley, how precious he is. He's a lily that blooms. And Father, he's there to help us. He's there to encourage us. He's there to see us through. He's there, Lord. And I want to say thank you for the lily of the valley. And I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for the great I am that I am. Thank you for he that loved us, gave himself for us. And thank you tonight, God, we can come together in the house of God and just share the word, hear the singing, pray unto God, and let you help us. Now, Father, help us here tonight in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, nobody's looking.